أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 98, 99 and 100 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had judged, and in the wisdom of Allah, Allah had made the Qur'an the word of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he adjudicated and judged the best of mankind, he said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Hence, the best of ibadat is, of course, the performance of salah. And then from the non-fard ibadat, the best of ibadah is the tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif. When a person endeavors to make tilawat of the Qur'an, when one intends, then it is obvious that shaitan is going to deter the person, sway the person away from the tilawat of Qur'an Sharif. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, that when you recite the Qur'an, in other words, before the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, then seek the refuge, the protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from shaitan who is accursed. So before the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif, we should ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's protection from shaitan by saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and seek Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's protection. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahumullah has stated that one is insan that will stop us from the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded jihad. Fight them if they stop you from the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If they overpower you and you leave this world, you become a shaheed, and your darajat in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very noble and very great. And like that, the enemy that you cannot see is shaitan, and hence your fight against shaitan will be persistently seeking the protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hence in this way you will be able to fulfill the commandments of Allah, and of course you will be able to continue obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So ulama have written that insofar as the tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif is concerned, before the recitation of the Qur'an, to recite أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ is a sunnah, and it is a sunnah practice that needs to continue each time we recite the Qur'an Sharif. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Certainly shaitan does not have any authority upon people of two qualities. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have brought iman, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and those who place their trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We need to always know that whilst we are going to persistently fight shaitan, our trust will always be in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, asking Allah Ta'ala's protection, because none of us can protect ourselves against shaitan but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So these two qualities, having iman and then placing our trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a person should not become bold, because that will lead to arrogance then, that I can do it on my own without Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَا. Shaitan has authority upon those who who has befriended shaitan. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, the disbelievers, they automatically become the friend of shaitan. But believers also, if they leave the protection of Allah, then they will also befriend shaitan. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. And those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gist of this ayat has been discussed before, that shaitan cannot sway us towards doing the deed in a way that shaitan himself will make us do it. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's protection, but what shaitan does is shaitan adorns, shaitan beautifies a deed, and then we go in that direction of the performance of that ill deed. So hence in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command prior to the recitation of the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Then in the ayah of the Quran, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, to recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and then to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and understand and know that shaitan cannot push us towards an ill deed. It is then from within ourselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.